Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Football is back. We're going to be joined by Jason Pinkston in just a few moments here. And it's great to have Pink here in just a moment, because today we found out Jed Will's back at practice.
Mm-hmm.
And the word going around is we could have some sort of, a triumvirate at left tackle between Jack Conklin, Jed Wills, and James Hudson. None of them might be any good, but we do have three guys to throw up there.
You know what they say about left tackles, Nick? When you got three of them, you got none.
I thought it was...
Is that what they say about it?
I thought it was, you know what they say about left tackles?
Uh-huh.
They play on the left side.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think either of these were
It was like the quarterback thing, you know?
Yeah.
If you have three quarterbacks, you have none.
Yeah, no, but that's about quarterbacks.
Yes, but same thing about left tackles.
Anybody says that.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
No.
I thought it was the same thing. Interesting.
So now that Fedor's killed the bit, we're going to welcome on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline the great Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman. He played at Pitt, but we don't hold that against him. Pink, welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys? It's great to be back. It's another fantastic football Friday.
All right, that's the vibes I was looking
for.
I heard them. I love the morning show, but I'm going to throw them under the bus here because it's convenient. Today, they got me hyped for 5 minutes and then spent the next 3 hours and 55 minutes telling me why Dallas was going to win. Can I get you on my level? This is no place for anxiety, only place for good vibes. You have the Browns winning on Sunday, yes?
I have the Browns winning on Sunday.
That's might as well shut down the interview.
That's it. No, nothing else needs to be said. I have the Browns winning on Sunday. I mean, and it's the first game of the season. The teams are who they are. There's gonna be a couple surprises here and there, but I think we can win the game. I think our defense is good enough to win that football game for us. I love what our offense is doing, but you know we have some guys coming back from injury. There's some question marks there. Some uncertainty. The reps aren't there yet. You know, they haven't played together a lot. But I think our defense is good enough at home in Cleveland to bring us home a win.
you understand that it's just one game and it's opening weekend, and what a team looks like in week one is not what the team is going to look like by the end of the season. But I'm curious, from your perspective going into this year and your evaluation of the Browns, like, what aspect of Sunday's game against Dallas will inform your thinking the most about who the Browns are and who the Browns can be moving forward?
You know what? It's very hard to judge a team off one game. And I'm not making no excuses for that football team. We have veteran players. We have good players at all positions. And it's going to take more than one game to kind of figure out who we are. I want to see them come out of this game with an identity on the football, on the offensive side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball, and what kind of wrinkles we can do on special teams that makes us a better football team. I'm not going into this season or this game with, if I don't see the Browns win, if I don't see Deshaun Watson throw for four touchdown passes or Myles Garrett get six sacks, we got to throw the season away, burn the whole thing down. I'm going to watch this season play out and just see who is who and who's going to do their job, because at the end of the day, it's either we did or we didn't. So I don't want to get – I don't want to overreact going into week one. A lot of people, I've been reading so much and following along, so people, they're saying, if this isn't this, and, you know, we got to – I don't want to get into that with this team. We know that we have the good – we have good players on both sides of the ball. We know that Nick Chubb's injured, Deshaun's coming off injury, Wills is coming off injury. That's going to take time for them to get back in rhythm and sync. So I don't want to get too, I don't want to put too much on us, you know, out the gate. It's going to take a couple games till we kind of get our rhythm. As long as we're building some kind of identity of a football team, we can be.
What do you think their identity should be on offense?
You know, right now I still think we have a strong offensive line and we can run the football. We have to be able to run the football, play action pass, hit the tight ends, hit the wide receivers with Cooper and Judy and you know, both tight ends. We can be that type of team. We need our offensive line. One, we need them to be healthy. You know, I'm praying to God this year, this is the year that, you know, we can get Conklin in there for 17 or 20 games, whatever it takes. We can get to keep everybody healthy, but definitely running the ball and hitting the play action pass on defense, just continue to build off what we did last season minus the Houston playoff football game. You know, I mean, that defense, love Jim Schwartz. He's a very good defensive coordinator. Those guys have proven that they can play well in his system. We shut down some elite offenses last year. Then we got it taken to us. So if we can iron out those kinks, if we can stop the run and defend the pass, which I think we can do, we have the right guys to do so. You know, that could be our identity. We have to put teams away and win close football games.
Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So the latest here, Pink, is Jack Conklin has been practicing at left tackle, but he has not been in there every day. Jed Wills did return to practice today, but they're not sure if he's going to be ready for Sunday. If neither of those guys can go, it's James Hudson. If one of them can go, it still might be some sort of a platoon there. What would make you most confident? Like, rank those three tackles in terms of your confidence at left tackle, Conklin, Wills, and Hudson for Sunday.
I know Conklin has played it in college. He's a phenomenal right tackle. Hudson has been a solid backup, and he's been very serviceable for us. And, you know, I like Wills too, man. He's just, you know, there's some things there that, you know, didn't go well for him, and now that we've changed offensive line's coach, you know, I would hope it's Wills that's going to be in there, but I don't think it's going to be. And if, you know, if Conklin moves over to the left side, I think he can do it. You know, he's done it in the past. I mean, it's, you know, it's a transition, absolutely. There's no doubt about it, but he can do it. I would love to see Conklin be the starter Sunday and throw Big Jones in at right tackle. That's a strong group there, you know. But if they're doing it by, like I said, I think it's going to be, like, in my opinion, if it were me, if Conklin's healthy and those other guys aren't, I would go with Conklin at left tackle first, and I would throw Big Jones in at right tackle, and I think that's a solid offensive line group that you can win with. There's no offense to Hudson. He's a great he's a good serviceable manageable backup tackle, and he gets in there and he gets the job done. But I feel like our better guys need to play if Wills is not healthy and ready to go.
You mentioned the transition going from right side to the left side. How much of a transition is that, and what's so difficult about that?
It's a heck of a transition, especially at that level. You know, it's you're so used to doing everything with your right hand, and you know you switch that over, then your feet are backwards. So it's not easy, but you know at this level, you know it is what it is. You know this is the job, and you got to get it done. And there's going to be no excuses made. And I think those guys at that level can do that and make that transition without having many problems.
Pink, what does a good game for Deshaun Watson look like on Sunday?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just taking command of the offense, you know, there's no doubt, is he going to miss some throws? Yes, absolutely. That's going to happen. We saw it last night in the game versus the Chiefs in Baltimore. Just commanding the offense, being on the same page as much as possible with your receivers, your tight ends, and moving them up the field and putting some points on the board. I'm not looking for him to go out there and pass for 400 yards. I mean, if he does, hey, I'll take it. I'll take a shot to that. But, you know, just to be in charge of the offense, you know, it kind of hurts. And I hate to go back to last season. That Baltimore game, man, he grabbed that offense in that second half, and he showed us what he can do. We are now past that point of, hey, you know, he's been showing – glimpses and glimpses of glimpses. We need, I want to see it now. Like, now it's time to see it. I want to see him, you know, have great communication with the sideline, the offensive line, and the running backs, and just be that leader that we know that and we hope he can be.
You know, Deshaun said the other day that he sees himself still as an elite quarterback in the NFL. I'm not sure how else he was supposed to answer that question, but that's what he did say. Do you think he can get back to that level? What do you think he needs to do to get back to that level?
I believe he can get back to that level. But again, you know, it's when you're hurt, I mean, you're out. There's nothing you can do to continue to prove that. I think his availability this year and being on the field and playing a full season will tell us if he can get back to that level or he can't. And I put a lot of that on the offensive line and him, one, being a smart guy. And if you're running, you have to get down and protect your body. And so this will be a very telling year for us, hopefully. And I always say I'm hoping for all the good vibes and hoping things go our way. But, you know, this is the AFC North, and we are a good football team, and we compete with these teams throughout our league. And we need him to be in there. I think he needs to play a full season. So, and that's the only way we're going to be able to really fully see if he can get back to his elite level. We can't have, you know, a stretch of 8 games here or 6 games this season. That's not going to answer the questions that we want to have answered.
Pink, I'm assuming you watched Thursday Night Football last night, yes?
I did, buddy. Yes, sir.
All right, I got to ask you, Harbaugh, the second that touchdown is scored that would have put them behind 1 point, he immediately put up the 2 fingers to go for 2. Was that the right decision? Should that touchdown have stood, and why?
I love the decision because I think in the back of Harbaugh's mind, he knows if we kick that extra point and this thing goes in overtime, Chiefs get the ball, Patrick Mahomes is going to do what he does. And so I agree with it. Hey, you know, like I said, it's the first game of the season. It's really not going to make or break your season. So if I was Harbaugh, I thought he did the right thing. As far as that being a touchdown, I thought it was a good touchdown. I thought there was no way that they were going to change that. But, you know, when you got the Swifties in the stands and she's in the press box, you know, the NFL phones in and say, hey, not today, you know, not today. And, I mean, his toe, it was close. So, it, depending on what angle you kind of saw it from, it looked like it was just a big toe on the line, and they felt like they made the right call. So, you know, you got to live with it. That was a huge, huge moment. And, you know, you kind of want the refs to put the whistles away at that point and let it just play out and see what happens. Obviously, they score a touchdown, but, you know, when the booth gets buzzed, you know, they answered the call and they said it was no good.
Still was on the line, Pink. Pink, great stuff, buddy. We appreciate you. Go Browns.
Yes, sir. We'll see you next Friday, guys. Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
Good man. Appreciate you. Jason Pinkston there, former Browns offensive lineman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.